USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The head of Homeland Security is on the southern border meeting with Customs and Border Patrol agents in Texas ahead of next week's end of Title 42.
The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there is an agreement to surge resources to several Central American nations as a way to prevent people from making the journey north. He says Mexico is also agreeing to put troops on its southern border. President Biden praising the latest jobs report out Friday. The economy added 253,000 jobs last month, beating estimates by more than 60,000. He attributed the strong jobs report to billions of dollars of private sector investment. Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney's self-government is over. DeSantis signed a bill into law on Friday that will void the theme park's development agreements approved by its previous oversight board. The new legislation will officially take effect in July. New documents, including deposition video, are being released in former President Trump's civil rape case. In the video of Trump's deposition, he's seen mistakenly identifying a woman in a picture as his ex-wife Marla Maples, rather than as his accuser, writer E. Jean Carroll.
That's Marla. Yeah, that's my wife.
Which woman are you pointing to now?
Here.
Trump is being sued by Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. And the state of Oregon has issued its first license for a psychedelic service center. It'll be used to dispense what is commonly called magic mushrooms to treat a variety of mental health issues. Clinic workers must be with the client to monitor the effects of the mushrooms. Oregonians recently approved a bill allowing approved magic mushroom therapy treatments. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A video of a deposition given by former President Trump in his civil rape trial shows him misidentifying a woman in a photo.
Trump is seen mistakenly identifying a woman in a picture as his ex-wife, Marla Maples, rather than his accuser, writer E. Jean Carroll.
That's Marla. Yeah, that's my wife.
Which woman are you pointing to now?
Here.
Carol.
Trump is being sued by Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. I'm Dave Collins.
The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. The Food and Drug Administration said in a release that anyone with SD Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at-home tests should discard them. The statement says the agency is looking into the kit's liquid solution may have compromised the test's accuracy. A swarm of bees delayed a Delta flight for over 4 hours this week. It happened Wednesday. Passengers in Houston were ready to board a flight to Atlanta when they were informed bees were latched onto the winglet of the aircraft. Robert Earl Glenn shared a photo of the insects on Facebook showing almost the entire winglet covered in them. Delta apologized for the delay in a statement and explained that it was necessary for the safety of the passengers and the welfare of the bees. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.